Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Lauren, Chris, Bob, and Steve. Welcome, everyone.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
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 On today's show, we'll be talking about the new up-and-coming Be Our Guest restaurant.
And if we want, I can start us off. We do have our first Mouse Chat hotline voicemail.
Woohoo!
And it ties in perfectly to this topic, so let me go ahead and play that.
Hello, this is Eric, the original Fangelo. I was just wondering what your thoughts on the Be Your Guest restaurant will be, especially with its conversion over from a lunchtime counter service to a evening sit-down mealtime. Also, do you think it'll be a two-credit or one-credit, and what kind of characters do you think will show up for it? Will it just be like an animatronic Lumiere like they show in the concept art, or do you think you'll actually get Belle and the Beast, or do you think you'll get Prince Beast? All right. Thank you very much. And as always, Bob is awesome.
Oh,
holy.
Wow.
You're going to edit that out, right?
I happen to like the last part, but I mean, in fairness, he could have been talking about Bob Iger.
Exactly.
That must have been who he was talking about.
Because Bob Iger is awesome.
He is. The park maintenance is top notch.
Right. We just love him on this show. I love him.
All right, so table credits. What do we think? How many credits is it going to be?
Two.
So we're saying two for dinner and one for
two for lunch.
Two for lunch.
But I don't think it should start with two for lunch.
I think it would be absurd to have it anything but. And Bob and I had like an hour long, really passionate phone call about this. And I think passionate is the wrong word. And Donna, if you're listening, I didn't mean it that way. But what I'm saying is we got really excited about it because when you think about it, first of all, it's a brand new restaurant. It's pretty darn fancy looking. It's going to have china. It's going to have cloth, you know, table cloths and napkins and whatnot at dinner. It can't be anything but a two-credit place. I think it goes without reason it will be. And, you know, if you don't want to pay that two-credit, well, it's a lot of money, but there are other wonderful places to eat.
Yeah, just don't go there.
Yeah, but here's my issue with it. My issue with it is, and I get why they're doing it, but my issue is that you have very limited restaurants already in the Magic Kingdom, one of which is already a two-table service. So you're going to now have two-table services and four.
Three?
One, the Plaza,
two, yeah.
Liberty, Tony's, four. And four that are...
Crystal Palace.
Four. Yeah, one-table service. And the Plaza you really can't count.
Well, if they take one-table service, you've got to count it.
I know, but yeah. I don't count it.
I
think it makes sense.
But
just
it's
because...
not a lot. You don't have a lot of options there.
But you know
the
what?
Menu
I was going to take
much higher end. You can't expect them in a theme park to serve a high end menu on real china and not charge a little bit more for it. And honestly, if you made that one table credit for a quick service, it would be a mess.
Right.
So making it a little more exclusive, I think, is really the smartest thing they could do.
I would think if they don't make it two credits for lunch, two counter service credits for lunch, the lines are going to be out the door.
Right. They're already going to be crazy. And I've spoken to some people on Facebook because if you know that, you know, I have a blog and on my Facebook page, I put this up a few days ago and it got nasty. People got really mad about it. And I was like, look, don't shoot the messenger. I've already said we're not positive on this. You know,
but we have a very good source.
Right. Don't be rude to fellow commenters. Don't be rude to me. And people got so upset. But a lot of other people were like, and the majority of people were like, you know what? I'll pay it. I don't care. My daughter wants to go there. You know, I want to see it, whatever. They're going to pay that price. And I personally would love for a more higher end food, you know, dining experience in the Magic Kingdom that wasn't in the castle.
And not that credits equate necessarily
true,
you know, good food. But I think,
kinda
they you know,
do.
They're going to, you know, capitalize on the new experience. They're going to capitalize on the popularity. I mean, the movie itself was very popular. Everyone's excited about the new Fantasyland. This is going to be a big expansion. People are going crazy over every photo that's posted.
And it's going to be gorgeous. I mean, if you've seen the pictures, it's beautiful.
Yeah. So I mean, unlike counter service where they serve you at, let's say, Wolfgang Puck Express, which is one counter service credit, you're in a theme park, you're in the Magic Kingdom, you're in the arguably most popular of Disney's four theme parks. So
in the most popular land.
Yeah. So it just makes sense that they can do it. I mean, and if they do it, I mean, and it backfires, nothing says they can't change it. And I know there's a lot of brouhaha, and people were saying, well, you're wrong, because it's already been published in print. Yeah, that means nothing.
Well, and all of those brochures that have the amount of dining credits, I mean, they actually say, you know, this is all subject to change.
Right, exactly. So. And I mean, we do have, I think, a reliable source. I just think it just makes sense when you look at everything, all of the factors. Yeah, it may be unfair in one sense, but I can see the logic behind it.
Well, yeah. And I'm taking the opposite stance that Lauren did. I think they do need another two table service credit restaurant in the Magic Kingdom.
I think Lauren wanted a one table service, right?
Yeah, it just needs to be one.
Oh, okay.
Right. And so I'm saying I agree that, or I'm going against her, and I'm saying that I think they do need another two service.
Well,
as long as it merits
nice
it.
Nice to go against me, Lisa.
Well,
I'm sorry.
She can't always stick up for you. You know, sometimes it's got to be tough love.
Yeah.
Well,
and
here's
that's what
a
it
thought.
Is.
Do you think any of these restaurants could eventually become the signature places? Could become three table service credits for dinner?
Don't give them ideas, Bob.
Believe me, they have those ideas already.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they already have those ideas. But Cinderella Castle, for example. I mean, maybe, you know, everybody wants to eat with Cinderella and the characters. And that's one thing, I mean, to address Eric's second part of his question, there won't be characters. This is a non-character dining experience.
Right.
Now, are
so
they going to have like a,
so
rem,
far,
like a
yeah.
Remy like they have, you know, in
They're
France
gonna have
and
a
in
Lumiere.
Paris? That's like on a table and animates.
They're going to have a Lumiere.
Yeah, they're going to have an animatronic Lumiere. That's the rumor. Kind of like Remy, yeah.
Does he comes by and lights your creme brulee on fire?
Yeah, that would be awesome, actually. And the fact that he's not a rat would be even better.
That's better.
Aww. Well, yeah, a rat in a restaurant is always kind of
weird. I can't get past it. The kids love it, but you know.
Okay. Come on. I mean, you all worship a mouse, but you have a problem with a rat. I mean,
there's a difference between a rat and a mouse.
Do you know what the difference is? The mouse has pants.
Oh.
Pants shoes.
But for some reason, the duck only has a sailor top and no pants.
Don't ask.
Okay, we're deviating.
So when do you think it's going to open? Last time we talked, we thought that, you know,
I think mid-November.
I think October.
Do you?
I think you're going to see soft openings in October, possibly even late September.
Well, see, I'm on Chris with this because I think Disney puts
that would
out
be good for October.
Yeah, it would.
Well, you know what? I mean, I would have disagreed with Chris until I saw pictures. Right, except that I'm actually scared of her. but the other day, Disney released some pictures on their parks blog of the other parts of Belle's Village, and it's really come along a long ways from where it was. I mean, the part that had lagged behind the most, I mean, they've now got shrubbery up and all these trees planted, and Belle's house is finished, and Gaston's Tavern is just about done. It just looks fantastic.
And that kind of goes along with what I heard when I was there in June, which is that they would open up that section. They'd open up the shops, they'd open up Belle's Village and the Be Our Guest before they would open anything else. And you kind of could, if you look at the aerial photos, and they had some really good ones on WDWMagic.com, which always has really good photos of the expansion. And you could see that whole area looked very done from the air, whereas the other part of it was just bleak and not finished. Hmm. So
maybe they will get it open before the holiday rush.
Oh, you know what I heard? I heard Be Our Guest before the holidays, Little Mermaid January. And that was from a pretty good source. So
I think Disney tells us dates that are maybe a little conservative for the most part.
Sure.
And then they like to make us happy by opening it earlier.
Well,
and whether it's a soft or
a
hard.
But see, I don't think they'll do that. I think they gave us a very optimistic date for a holiday opening. I don't think we'll see Little Mermaid before Christmas. Mm. I could be wrong. I hope
I don't know. I mean, I agree that that's typically how Disney operates, Lisa. That, I mean, they do it with their ride times too. You know, if they say right. 50 minutes and you wait 40 minutes, you think, then hey, great, happy. I got on earlier,
right.
and they look good. So yeah, it makes sense to say, oh, late December or holidays 2012. Our thoughts are, at least the majority of us, two table service for dinner and two counter service for lunch, you know. And as far as characters, no real characters at this point in time, but the rumor is an animatronic Lumiere, which could be cute.
Hey, buddy, you got a light? I wonder if he could light up your cigarettes for you.
Yeah, because you can smoke in Disney restaurants.
So, yeah, we will see, but I know that you know, people are very, very excited about Be Our Guest restaurant. Definitely.
Well, okay, hopefully that does answer the question. I'm going to grab it right here and wrap it up. Thank you to PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. Eric, thank you for your question. And if you'd like to call in and leave a message for us with a question or a comment, you can do so at...
You can call us at 225-3-MOUSE-1, which is 225-366-8731.
Okay, sounds good. All right, you can download our shows at mousechat.net, or you can get us over at iTunes. Thanks for listening. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.